Barn 3 Dinner Theater. Those folks are in the studio. We're going to talk to them in a second. It's just a taste of Pump Boys and Dinettes, which is rolling out at their place. If you go to this show and sit still, you should go to the doctor. There's something wrong with you. In the studio, Abby Reel, Sagan Drake. Good to see you guys. How's the Barn 3 doing?
We're doing it.
Am I right about that show?
No, not at all.
Did it win a Tony? Because it was a big deal in the 80s, right?
Yes, it did. It was on and off Broadway back in the 80s. And it had,
It's just one of those fun
rave reviews.
It's silly. It's fun. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's fast, and it's set in a little town. Or I'll let you describe
it. It's perfect for the barn.
Tell the story of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's pretty much just a love letter to like small town life, and we sing about fishing and catfish and the highway that they live on, Highway 57, and it's split between a gas station called with the Pump Boys, who are the band, and then the Dinettes, who run the diner, the Double Cup Diner, and kind of we just have little interjections of stories with about their relationships.
It reminds me of John Mellencamp's "Ain't That America, Little Town for You."
It's kind of like that.
Americana. It's Americana.
It also reminds me and Danny of a place that we have fond memories of, the first version. We still love them, but the very first version of Childers on University Street was a diner, a real bona fide diner, where the waitresses were older and would call you hon and sweetie. And it was great. We were young men at the time, and we're like, this is the greatest
ever. Hey, then you haven't been to the barn, because you're not going to get out of there without being called hun by a waiter or a waitress. So, yeah,
all right.
We need
a quick history recap. So I grew up going to the original barn when I was a young man.
Yeah.
Dinner Theater, Mary Simon and Chaunce.
Yep.
Started it all those years ago. What year was the very first year?
1975. Yeah. They opened their first show on Halloween night.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then things happened, and there was a change, and that was Barn 2.
Yep.
And then the last time we saw you, Abby, was as we were getting ready to launch Barn 3, which is a different building. The other building got damaged, right?
Yes.
And so tell me about that.
Well, the original barn was damaged by the tornado in 2015.
Yes, yes.
And then I approached Mary in 2017, 2018 with the opportunity to buy the damaged building and rebuild.
Okay.
And we did it. We did it. So we rebuilt the facility. The barn is brand new, but it's built to the same specifications as the old barn.
Right.
Our joke is, it feels like the old barn, but now it's up to code.
Yeah.
And and we reopened February 2019.
That's a good joke, by the way. Sorry. That passed right by me. That's a good joke.
So, 2019, we reopened to the public in February, and we've been operating ever since. We made it through COVID.
Nice.
I'm going to knock on the table here.
So you're the owner-operator.
I am.
And are you in shows?
I am from time to time, not all the time. I'm a busy girl.
Sagan, you're the general manager? I am the theater manager
and theater director, so I've kind of taken over a little bit for Mary.
So do you direct the shows then?
I do now.
Tell me about this real quick, in about a minute. Tell me about the cast in this show, Pump Boys.
In the cast, so leading the show is my husband, Jimmy LaHood, on guitar, playing Jim. And then on piano, we've got Dan Chalicon.
Jim? What, you can't remember somebody else's name? Is that what the deal is with that?
We keep it easy.
It was so perfect.
What was the next guy?
Dan Chalicon, who's one of kind of our leading funny men.
Danny have been friends for a long time.
He is hysterical.
Oh,
he is.
In real life, he's funny.
He's great. So we love having him. He's playing piano, so something completely new for him. I mean, he plays piano.
Nice.
And then we've got John Massaglia on bass, who's part of a local band here called the Truth Council. And then we've got Rich Diepenbrock on guitar, lead guitar, and he teaches guitar lessons around. And then I am also playing Prudy Cup, who is the I'm Prudy.
That must be fun to be on stage with your husband. That's cool.
It's real fun. Yeah. And then Tamara Chalicon, Dan's wife, is playing she's playing Retta.
Nice.
You know, if you look at the history of the barn, and you look at the history of all the local talent that has gone through the barn and played there. Like, I want to sit at the Mike Dentino table.
I had the privilege of being in a show with Mike Dentino, one of his last shows. Yeah.
And Lana Warner is a good friend of ours.
We love Lana.
Yes.
All right, we're out of time, but Pump Boys and Dinettes, what are the dates? How do we get tickets? And explain, by the way, it is a dinner theater, so you're eating.
Our new ticket model, when you buy your tickets online or over the phone, you're going to pay for your performance ticket up front. And now our new model, we're just like a real restaurant. You're going to order off the menu. menu and pay for your food that night.
Okay.
So our slogan is, we're still, you know, can't be a dinner theater without the dinner. So come hungry.
Yeah.
We've got an amazing entree selection for you to choose from. Our house fried chicken, our smoked beef brisket this show,
and our
Parmesan crusted tilapia.
It plays March 30th through April 30th on Thursdays, month. Fridays, Saturday evenings with a Sunday matinee.
Who's doing the cooking, Mary? Or
Chris Thomas is our head chef. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say it too loud, but we stole him from Busy Corner quite a
what
few years ago.
Abby,
so I need you to know. I know our viewers out there can't taste it, but we did bring you beer cheese.
Yeah, thank you for beer cheese, Dan. I got
beer
cheese.
Dan.
It's here. It's not where you are.
Sorry.
It's not where you are, ladies. We got to go. It's good to see you both.
Thanks
go
so
see
much.
At
thank
the
you.
Dinner at the Barn 3 Dinner Theater, Pump Boys and Dinettes.